The next two poems are Greek myths simplified for those who like simplification. When Marsyas and Apollo had their famous competition to see who was more musical, there was a split decision. Tmolus, who was chief umpire, gave victory to Apollo. But Midas disagreed and made the victory somewhat hollow. Tmolus didn't care for this contrary point of view. He gave Midas two ass's ears, where normal ones once grew. King Midas made the best of things, and never let them show, by never going out without his Phrygian chapeau. The only other man who knew, his hairdresser, of course, was sworn to keep it to himself on pain of death or worse. But barbers like to talk a lot. In fact, they're all obsessed. So this one figured out a way to get it off his chest. He sneaked out to the countryside and dug himself a pit. "The king's got ass's ears, you know," he whispered into it. At peace at last, he soon regained composure and control. Indeed, he even laughed a bit while filling in the hole. But no Greek myth's allowed to end without its touch of strife. And really, when you think of it, it's very much like life. Soon after he had filled the pit, a reed began to grow, which told to all who passed, "The king's got ass's ears, you know." When Midas learned that his disgrace had publicly been spread, he cut the barber's hair himself an inch below the head. Thereafter Midas lost his throne and everything he cherished. He even threw away his hat and drank bull's blood and perished. This is Ixion. Young Ixion, a paragon of lust and lechery, planned to seduce the wife of Zeus, presuming she'd agree. But Zeus could see quite easily through Ixion the planner, so he endowed a passing cloud with Hera's shape and manner. Thus Ixion fell hot upon his cloudy artifact, and there did strive till Zeus arrived and caught him in the act. Now for his crime he's doing time, not subject to appeal. He spins on high throughout the sky, affixed to his great wheel. And for the light he needs at night, the wheel was set afire. But he's allowed most any cloud he happens to admire.